RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
No, no, I want an official red undercover when I shoot you in a jet with my laser rifle.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God!
Santa here? I know him. I know him.
Well, in Whoville, they say that the Grinch's small heart grew 3 sizes that day.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown!
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
I have started my Christmas Eve work shift by futilely trying to spell Oladokun. 0-for-3 before I just went to the Chiefs page. I am... Merry Christmas. Hi. Happy holidays. Bulldog is off for a while. I am dying for some sort of bet online list of quarterbacks and odds for their starting week one for somebody next year. I'm dying for this. The whole season. Half the season, maybe longer. I keep bringing this up with Bulldog. Like, all right, what about this team? And for a while, okay, I'll admit it. I don't think it was crazy. Jacksonville was a team whose quarterback situation going into next year was perhaps unclear. Like, just not a given. Maybe that's cleared up. I think it probably is. Pretty sure no matter what happens from here to the end, Trevor Lawrence, under contract already, big contract, we'll start there. Bo Nix is another one. But then they went and won 11 games in a row, so okay, there goes that. Pretty sure he's going to, and he's still young, well, he's sort of young. He's old for his experience level, but he's still young as a NFL quarterback, so he's definitely there. But, you know, then new contenders come and go. Philadelphia, for a minute, might have appeared to be a team, and they could still be one, I think. I have a friend in Philadelphia, Dave Tripoli, who will join me in an hour to analyze this game Sunday and the Eagles. I think they could still be one. They might be restless. There's always a lot of drama with Philadelphia. Is that a team that could draft somebody? Probably not start them over Jalen Hurts immediately, so I wouldn't bet on that. Maybe Baltimore is one. There's a report today about the Ravens and Lamar Jackson being at a crossroads. And you've got other quarterbacks in the league, Tua in Miami, Kyler Murray in Arizona, who have big contracts, but their teams possibly are just done with them. There could be a lot of movement. I do Matthew Collar's Purple Insider podcast every Wednesday morning. And, you know, the Vikings are nowhere. What would you do? We've been through times like these with the Bills over the years, not lately. But what would you do if you were Minnesota? Guess it depends on what your opinion of J.J. McCarthy so far is. Nobody's that impressed. The range would be between give it time and get out. and they can't just go get anybody they want. They did this with Sam Darnold, and that didn't seem too exciting. Darnold would probably start or doesn't have to, and McCarthy was a high draft pick. Let's see how preseason looks, and if McCarthy doesn't look ready, we'll play Sam Darnold. What happened was McCarthy tore a knee ligament in preseason, in a game he looked great in, by the way. And doesn't matter. Out for the year, Darnold plays, they go 14-3. But they have McCarthy, it went inside out. They have McCarthy, and Darnold kind of bombed at the end of the season, so I think it was pretty easy for them, at least in terms of from the outside, to cut bait on Darnold, who goes to Seattle. One of my biggest misses in fantasy football this year was, I guess I'd have to say, pretty much assuming that Seattle's offense would not function. Everybody who knows offensive line stuff said, I think everybody I heard, said Seattle's offensive line is likely to be terrible. What does Sam Darnold look like on a team like that? Bad. Not deep at receiver. Cooper Kupp, are you kidding? All right, maybe JSN. What happened? They're the one seed with two games to go in the NFC, and Darnold has been excellent. If I got this list, I don't know, maybe I should just make one and handicap it. Isn't that the way to make money in sports betting, to take the bets? Probably not legal. Probably. Listen to me. What am I going to do? Open a casino? 2026 goals? If there were a list, how many names deep to start week one for some team in the NFL next year would you find the name Mitchell Trubisky? I don't think it's crazy. Oladokun. Oladokun, by the way. That's who's going to start for the Chiefs on Christmas night. Can we skip Christmas football? Three games on streaming services, none of which is really interesting at all or has any real playoff meaning. Detroit, I guess. I mean, Denver for seeding. I think, you got a guy in Trubisky. Just remember your options, all right, before you laugh. Former top three pick. Has started, I'll be his attorney. Multiple playoff games, only 31. I don't know. It's not great. But a lot of teams are, what's Miami going to do? What is, there's so many teams like this. Teams like the Raiders can just draft somebody and cross their fingers. That's what will happen there. The teams at the very bottom of the standings. Bulldogs big into Cam Ward. And every week it got tougher for him to defend that. But there's just like no other way to go, I think, if you're Tennessee, than to keep trying with Cam Ward. What is Brissett? Is Jacoby Brissett in a position where somebody will really pay him? What if it's you? You know, like, again, this isn't us anymore. Maybe it will be again someday, but this is not our lives. It's been our lives where you're 5-9 and your quarterback is bad and everybody knows it. And what are you going to do about it? Like, who do you want? Almost like talking about players in the draft. Who do you want? Well, there'd be that too. Would Brissett be somebody? I mean, a journeyman. He started for so many teams. He had a little bit of a hot streak this year. Guess what? They lost almost every game. Now they're losing to the Falcons at home. Kirk Cousins is another one. Like, is he starting for somebody? All right, thanks for indulging me. This is really like a big area where my head is at. I don't know how to get any sort of action on it, but there's going to be a lot of, more than the usual amount. There's always some quarterback movement intrigue. There'll be a lot of it. I mean, I think some of these guys with big contracts could be moved. They could trade Tua for Kyler just try new things. I don't know. But it's going to be crazy. Maybe the idea of going with Mitchell Trubisky is crazy, but, you know, you do that with someone young and just see what you get. Well, I've been off since Friday, I guess. That was my last day here. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, I was off. Bulldog will be off for more than a week. He'll come back after the new year. And hopefully he's feeling more well-rested than I am after my last 3 days. I went from home midway through the Bills game to Hobart, where my son was playing in a lacrosse tournament. Then he and I went to Burlington, Vermont, and drove up. I mean, that was a little bit challenging, driving through the night. I mean, it's so dark and narrow that way up, all the way up through Vermont. Fine. Spent Monday morning there, and then with a little bit of Christmas shopping to do and feeling a little bit adventurous. You know, we're up here. What do you want to do the rest of the day? We went to Montreal, which was about an hour and a half, about an hour and a half north of Burlington. And so that was fine. We were there a few hours, but busy, long drive on Tuesday. So yesterday, let's get back. The drive from Montreal to Burlington might have been, because it's hard to rank these, so I can't say it was for sure, might have been the hardest drive of my life in snow. Because not only is it really narrow, it's Route 89, most of it. Once you get through Quebec and onto the highway, it's Route 89. It was no better. It's super narrow. It's super dark. There's no, like, it's just kind of mountains or fields or farms on either side. You really can't see. And while it wasn't snowing that heavily, the way it was, like, maybe this is the wind tunnel effect at the stadium or something, where the wind is just whipping the snow that is falling in kind of like all kinds of different directions, making it really hard to focus on the road. And then you'd get, this is always fun, isn't it? Where you get these huge trucks that just blow by you. And on this is Monday night, so two nights ago. In this case, when that would happen, because of the snow on the ground and the way it was whipping around, you would be almost literally blinded. There was no way, no guardrails, no, you know, lit buildings or anything for any kind of perspective. It's just like you and this road. And if there isn't a car in front of you where you can see their taillights, you don't know. I mean, you're just completely unable to see. So it added about, we made it. It was, I felt really fortunate that they didn't close the road and leave us sort of stranded somewhere in northern Vermont. Who knows what could have happened there. Made it back to our hotel, and we're both like ready to eat. So we go to the hotel restaurant, and I am sitting there. If you're watching, I'm sitting there like this. I'm just completely wiped. Like a drive like that can really take it out of you, the stress that you feel. And it, as it happens the next day, so yesterday we had to drive from Burlington to Toronto, and we did that almost all the way back up to Montreal. It was like an 8-hour thing with bad weather again. So I'm just sort of processing the drive down, and then, you know, Christmas stuff, everything's kind of like taking over, and I'm just, and the waitress, I'm ready for a cocktail at this point. The waitress comes over, young woman, and I said, I just got to tell you, now I'm like the dad in the progressive ads, right? Where I'm just starting to start talking to the waitress, and you know what? The waitress doesn't need to know your name. So we didn't get that far, but I just said, I got to tell somebody, that drive from Montreal down here that I just took was maybe the hardest drive of my life in the snow. And she said immediately, oh, it's not that bad out. And I'm thinking to myself, thank you, young waitress, who hasn't maybe necessarily even been outside. But thank you. And I had to pull rank on her. I just was like, oh, it's not that. Like, you're just telling me I'm wrong. I just lived it, but I'm wrong. I'm not even entitled to believing that it was. You don't know anything about me. You just know that could not have been that hard to drive. You know, she lives in Vermont, and there's probably days where there's tons of snow, and now it's not really snowing that hard, but okay. So I had to say it. I said, I'm sorry to do this to you, to pull rank on you. I live in Buffalo. So sorry if that offends anybody that I played the "it snows in Buffalo a lot sometimes" card on this waitress, but, you know, the nerve of telling me that it really wasn't that bad. You weren't in the car. I doubt you drove to work from Montreal. If she had, she would have agreed with me. So, yeah, hopefully Bulldog is kind of taking it easy for the next week. That was the point, by the way, if you missed the beginning, and feels a little bit more well-refreshed than I do today, but that's fine. I don't know anything about what he's been talking about in here for 3 days. I didn't have the app going, and I wasn't paying close attention to what Bulldog was doing, no offense to anyone, these last couple of days. But I think there's two interesting things about where we're at with the Bills right now. And there's probably more than that. James Cook leads the NFL in rushing. That's something else. That's kind of awesome and amazing. There are a couple things that I've been thinking about, though, the most. One is thinking about, you know, beating Cleveland like they did. It's really been kind of one narrative all year with them, generalizing a little bit, or maybe more than a little bit. And that is, well, it's not, they're not always that impressive. And it's not hard to find concerns. But they're 11-4 now. Just like we're used to for years running, they almost always win. And that's where we're at, which is another season where they look like they're capable of getting there, but they're not perfect. Like, they're not a team. They've had better teams than this, I think. Starting with defense, they've had better teams than this that have, you know, lost ultimately. So it's interesting to me that it has kind of stayed in that lane almost all season, even when they were, well, all the way to week one. 41-40, down big late. Josh Allen annoyed that fans left. Sorry. Some of us has to work in the morning. It's a school night. That hasn't left. That didn't left him as recently as that whatever game it was, Cincinnati, I guess, where he had it on his mind when he walked into the press conference to mention that he was happy the fans didn't abandon the Bills. You know, imagine if that happened. So all the way back to week one. Fun, awesome, wow. But, and then it's the Jets, who they were no match for the Bills in week two. Miami and New Orleans, home games, going back to before the season started, it's look at this schedule. If you beat the Ravens, it might be a long time before they lose. Bulldog and I even had 17-0 talk here and there and tried to get away with that before getting hit in the head. So Miami and New Orleans are closer games where you're maybe asking the same questions. And really the whole season has been kind of this. They've had a couple of other Pittsburgh, you know, eventually, I guess I want to say, they've had a couple of other really impressive wins, but also some bad losses. And the questions about what they really are have been persistent. And I'm assuming that beating Cleveland 23-20 didn't really change that or help take the stress off this. But, you know, is what it is. This is a point about the talking. And the talking this year has been very consistent, I think, overall. Okay, well, they're live, and who else would you rather be? I don't know. But really, like, there are concerns. I think that's still true, is it not? 803-0550. Interesting to me how that has really not wavered. Those losses to Atlanta and Miami and Houston had me at everything is wrong. Like nothing's working. Can't protect Allen. He's taking a beating. They're getting run right through. Had a little bit of that on the game on Sunday too. At times with the Browns early, Judkins goes out, and that might have meant a lot in the end, but. There's still that, there's still these, can they get open, wide receiver receptions, all of it. Like, that's just sort of been the same all season. And here we are, Christmas Eve, and it's still sort of that, you know, it's right there in that lane. I think the most interesting conversation or debate to have right now about them is how to play these two games coming up, the stakes. Is there a range of opinion on this, or is everybody kind of just pedal down? And it's really hard to use injuries, even though we kind of usually do it, as a mechanism for this, because we don't, like, okay, well, break ties if you want to be more conservative or aggressive, guys who are 50-50 health-wise or whatever the odds would be, you know, if I'm being aggressive because the game is everything to me, then they play. You hear coaches say, oh, if it was a playoff game, they would have played, things like that, or just, you know, the opposite. But you don't know exactly how the player is feeling. You know, you just sort of have to settle for what they tell us. And it's usually not very specific. But you've got this Eagles game on Sunday. I predicted this all year since the schedule came out. The one thing about the schedule that disappointed me the most was that I think the league might have wasted Philadelphia at Buffalo by making it so late. And I think I was right. I think this game, of course, there is still something to play for, and there's always seedings. And that's part of the conversation here. Like, that would, I would also like to hear that from you, is how important you think the five versus the six is, for example. That might have gotten more pronounced this week. The Ravens are almost dead, and Jacksonville looked so good. That could still also be Houston at three. So I wonder if in the last few days there's been a lot of five is way more important than six talk. And that's just the first round. But Philadelphia-Buffalo could have been a beauty in the middle of the season. And this is just okay, because the Eagles are all set in their, you know, playoff positioning. And the Bills are not all set, but it's pretty likely where this is going to end up. They still need that Patriots loss. That seems kind of hard to imagine, but they still need that to move into a home game or even a bye week. That's still possible, I think, but not likely enough for me to bother figuring out permutations or whatever. So that's where I think we're at. And I wonder if you think the stadium piece in this is relevant to how it gets played. And that's really if we get to next week and the Bills are whatever they are, 5-6. I mean, if they're live for the AFC East, there's no discussion. If New England loses to the Jets and the Bills beat Philadelphia, maybe even if, well, they have to tie them because of the Baltimore result. If they're tied next week, because the Eagles, or the Patriots rather, have lost to the Jets, then there's no discussion. Of course you're the favorite at that point, because it's the Jets at home and the Bills would be massive favorites. They will be anyway, massive favorites in that game. If it matters to them. And that would be it absolutely 100% mattering to them, that scenario. If it isn't that, then what do you want to do? And does the fact that it's the last game there matter to this? Or, you know, probably. Of course, there's the possibility of a home playoff game as a wild card, but that rarely happens. So what do you want to do? Does that matter to you how to play week 18? The one thing I've said about this is, again, I did this on Purple Insider this morning, which I don't think is out yet. It might be. I doubt it matters to Sean McDermott. I don't think, and it probably shouldn't. Sean McDermott knows that game is the last regular season game ever to be played there. But is he really supposed to change whatever his plan might be for that game based on that? I don't think I'd want him to. Not that I necessarily agree with whatever he's going to do, but I don't think I'd want to hear that, well, it was the last game at the stadium, so we thought we would play. Because now we're talking like in preseason terms, where the one thing that can be bad for you is a bad injury. But, you know, where it's, well, it's at home, or it's kids' day, or just whatever it is that might make you want to mitigate that. So for me, the stakes are up there as a big conversation about them, even if it is a little bit premature, because we still have this game on Sunday to get to first. The Steelers, the Jaguars, the Chargers, and Texans who meet on Saturday. Lots to talk about here. Denver loses. New England rallies to win. What are you seeing in the AFC? 803-0550 for your calls. I mentioned Dave Tripoli coming up. We'll talk Eagles with him. Sal Capaccio will join me at 5. Hope to hear from you next. Merry Christmas. Mike Shope here. Bulldog is off.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yeah, I mean, I think the way that I put it in terms is to win the lottery, you got to buy a ticket. To win a Super Bowl, you got to make the playoffs. Getting into the playoffs is our ticket. What we do with that is up to us and going out there and executing each and every week. And you want to go into the playoffs playing as well as you can. And obviously, there's still a chance for us to win the division. And obviously, we need help doing that. But at the end of the day, we want to come out and take it one game at a time and still have that backs against the wall mentality and try to play our best football going into it.
One game at a time, backs against the wall. Did he miss one? Josh Allen and the Bills home to Philadelphia and then the Jets, final 2 weeks of the season. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas. I'm Mike Shope, pleased to be with you today. Actually, the work is, this is what always happens, the adrenaline sort of kicks in and that I was feeling an hour ago has subsided. It'll come back, though. Hopefully it waits until, you know, 7 or later. Or, you know, never. Bills in red. Sunday. Who wanted that? Whoever wanted the Bills in red? I want to make sure I say here that I appreciate teams when they're, you know, the variety in uniforms. I think it's okay. I think it's fun, even. So I'm not somebody that thinks they have to, every team has to wear their, quote, usuals every game. I like the variety. I just don't know about red. I mean, okay. Well, what's going to be, like, purple? I guess red has to be the second choice. Anyway, that's the plan. And then red helmets for the Jet game. 803-0550. I mentioned already, I think the most interesting Bills stuff right now is the stakes and how to play it these 2 weeks. You can't rest guys yet with there still being a chance at first place. And even if both the Bills and Patriots win this week, that would still be in play for next week with the Patriots hosting Miami. But, man, what an upset it would be if New England lost either of these two games. And if they don't, then maybe ended up sort of sprinting to the wire futilely, which, you know, that's not ideal. Then you're going on the road in that case. Let's go to Rick here. Hi, Rick.
Hey, how's it going, Show? I just wanted to call and look, man, I've been listening to you for years. And your insights and asking the questions that a lot of us are thinking but don't think anybody in the media is going to ask, I just want to let you know that that's appreciated. As far as my point, you know, it kind of in that same theme. I mean, when Bean got on with Jeremy and kind of ripped into him, said, hey, we don't need a number one receiver. We average 30 points a game. You know, if we don't make it to the Super Bowl, it's obvious that the glaring miss in the offense is obviously a number one receiver or go-to receiver. I mean, most of the catches are being made by the tight ends, occasionally the running backs, and Shakir, and that's probably 95% of the catches that occur. But, you know, if we don't make it to the Super Bowl, my hope is that somebody holds him accountable.
And meaning what?
I hope that he's – I mean, coming on and actually answering the questions as far as – why did he feel that he couldn't give up the number one draft pick?
He's already answered that, though. Like there's no mystery about how Bean has felt, right? I mean, we know those answers. Don't you think?
You know, all right, I'm not aware of why he didn't want to give up a 2026, but he'd give up a 2027 for Waddle. Do we know the answer to that?
Because he didn't think it was worth it.
Okay. Well,
and that seems like that would be
a given. I mean, I disagree with him, but
yeah, I mean, people use these. Thanks, Rick. People use these terms like hold him accountable. You got to tell me what that actually means. You want him to answer questions? He does answer questions. And then we don't like the answers, and is that holding him accountable? I guess. I don't know. What we do in here every day is pretty much talk about that. I'm asking, like, how people want to play Week 18, and the call I get is fine. It's just about what if we lose the Super Bowl? And I choose not to be sort of in that mindset right now. I don't want to, especially on the air, right, where I'm representing to you kind of like the caller gave me a compliment for. Thank you. Like sort of putting things in maybe the way you want them put. I don't want to sit around talking about what if they lose. And if hold him accountable means fire him, say it. Or you just want him to come back on the radio station or do an interview with somebody and what? Capitulate. Yeah, I was wrong. Bean through the years has been willing to admit misses, and he's done that a lot. You have to recognize that. And with the benefit of a year going by, one that started with his angrily defending himself, you know, okay, we do that in life, his decisions, maybe when it's over, it'll be right back to, well, what do you think now? You know, like that's just, it's always in motion, these things. I just don't want to frame my side of these conversations necessarily, especially on Christmas Eve, with like, hey guys, what if they lose? So what if they lose? I don't know. It doesn't seem like fun to me or, you know, really the right time for it. I'm trying to figure out what to do these 2 weeks. And then who do I want to play? And then maybe if you insist on what if they lose talk, maybe they have a playoff game, whether it's not going to be against Kansas City this time, we know that, or Cincinnati, but it's somebody, and they lose, this is what I have to do to get any kind of reaction. If they lose 32-29, then what do we do about it? Well, they didn't have the receivers, or they couldn't get stops, which is how I take last year's playoff loss as more important, and really all of them, I would say. You know, for the most part, why have they lost? Bulldog and I have been back and forth on this for years now, but he's not here. So why have they lost when they've lost in the playoffs? Because they can't get off the field. And sure, you could have the ball with a minute left, having already scored 29 points and get stopped at midfield on 4th-and-1. Like those guys are good too. To me, that's less of an indictment on what they're not on offense than what they're not on defense. And injuries have been a part of that, but not all of it. And this year will be especially interesting for this because you don't have Mahomes and you don't have Burrow and you probably won't have Lamar Jackson. I don't know what that is. Again, like he's always the drama with him, but you're talking about Trevor Lawrence or Bo Nix or Drake May, and it will look worse to people who have been scrutinizing this team this whole era if they can't get it done defensively against those guys or C.J. Stroud even. The Houston game was most this year is Stroud didn't play, by the way. Davis Mills is best remembered for what? You might have a different opinion of it. Mine is that they could not protect Allen. Like they just had such a fire drill on offense that night. And that game is a game where I would start with their offense and what they lack. And if they lose a playoff game like that, then I think it should be a different conversation than the ones I've been inclined to have after their other playoff losses. Thank you, Rick. Happy holidays to you. 803-0550 is the number. Indianapolis is almost dead. They're not in this conversation. They're not 100% out. They're like 95%. Man, I was talking about wishing I could find odds on quarterbacks and landing spots for next year and all of that. At 8-2, I planted my flag that Indianapolis would not win another game, and I'm two away. I never found, I'm not Paniadovich. Like, I never tried hard enough or found any sort of a betting line on 0-7 down the stretch. I wish I had. What would that have been worth? But I bet against them in every other way, any way that I could. Not winning the AFC South, not making the playoffs. I think the win total was 11.5, best I could do, and took that. So I wish I had the thing with the higher payout. Wouldn't you know? I'd want that. Why wouldn't I? 803-0550 for your calls. Most of you who play fantasy football are not going to be in like the big tournament high stakes stuff. You know, you're talking about your home leagues and it's championship week. I have a friend who is in the big tournaments and he has a shot at it, and he's got Jonathan Taylor. This, I shouldn't even bring this up, but it might apply to somebody out there. He's got Jonathan Taylor, but so do a couple of teams ahead of him. And he called me and he's like, would you bench Taylor? Cause you're trying to be different than the teams you're playing against. And we talked about the Colts and their chances. And they're not great, but I doubt if they're not zero, and they're not zero for Indianapolis, I got to think they're going to go after it and hope for the best. Let's go to Mike here. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Hey, just bringing back the previous caller about asking, and it's kind of questions we get all the time. You know, when are we going to hold these guys accountable? And you kind of, you know, answered some of it. But just on the devil's advocate side of it, when you guys ask a question and Bean comes back and says, you know, hey, I didn't do the draft picks and all that because I didn't think it was the right deal. Well, that's a great question that you asked them and an okay answer. But you got 80,000 fans that are saying the same things. So holding them accountable to me would be, hey, yeah, you didn't think it was the right move, but it didn't seem to work out. What were your thoughts in making that decision? Why did you come to that decision?
He does get those questions.
But like what you had said was, you know, we do ask him, and he said he's told us already. He didn't think it was the right move.
Well, the next time he's on the air, he will get the exact question you're asking. Like he does.
No. I understand. But I don't think you understand what I'm saying is when they come up with the answer, and then maybe somebody, you know, reiterates and says, hey, wait a minute, we're trying to find out why you made the decisions,
yes,
because that's what the people want to know about.
Yes, he is asked why. Not always. I'm not here to speak for everybody who's ever talked to him.
No. I don't think that you are. I'm just talking maybe to lengthen what he had said, that maybe we just ask those tougher questions at the end.
Okay.
Nothing against you guys.
Well, you're kind of is. Like you want him to get pressed on why, and he does. He has spoken to the wide receiver question countless times for years. Mm-hmm. When he was done, you know this, right? Like when he was done with the morning show that day, he went to Tyler Dunn. He went to McAfee. I mean, it was a tour.
Yes, he was.
He's asked these questions every different way there is. His position is, I didn't think I needed to do it. And if that's not good enough for the person talking to him or for the fans, then it's not. I mean, that's just the end of it.
I understand that, but that doesn't mean that, you know, it's just like in the world of journalism, you know, you ask a question and then somebody's just going to give you the answer, but it doesn't mean that they didn't, you know, give you the political answer. So that's what I was just saying.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Nothing against you guys. Your questions are fantastic. I love you guys. But just saying, I wonder if maybe, even though the tough questions that you asked, maybe it's a little tougher just to, you know, I'm just saying that as a fan.
Saying the questions are not tough enough.
No, I think the questions are right.
You totally are.
No, the questions, I think, maybe I'm not putting myself across. Some people, the questions get answered, but in your mind, you know that it's not the right one, so you dig a little deeper.
It's not a question of right and wrong. It's a question of whether he's being honest. That's what
I don't think he is.
Well, then that's the bottom line then, right? If you don't think he's being honest, which sometimes lots of people in sports will choose not to be for pretty understandable reasons, then that's your objection, it sounds like. But don't say, you guys are the best. You ask all the tough questions, but what's your point? Your point, Christmas Eve. Does anybody care about this season that's still left? Your point is, you don't like his answer. And I don't know what you want. You want 20 lashes? You want something more? I guess you want something more. And I don't know. I mean, there are lots of different people who are asking these questions. I haven't talked to Brandon Bean since a charity event like maybe 2 years ago. So it's not me. I don't know. Just, I think generally in these kinds of things, you can really only go so far. If they don't want to tell you something, then they're not gonna. If you don't agree with them, then that's that. There's only so much you can ever expect to get. And these interviews are not interminable. Sometimes they can feel like it, but you also only get so much time. So I don't know. I have no issue, if this is really what is on people's minds today, I have no issue with the effort Brandon Bean makes to get his point across in the media. He's not doing interviews every week. He does lots of it. He does more media than any Bills GM I can remember. How about that? And if you don't agree with them, then you don't. But that's not necessarily his fault. Dave Tripoli on the Eagles coming up at 4. Thanks, Mike. Mike Schoep here. Merry Christmas. Bulldog is off through New Year's. This is WGR.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.